I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable again, but during the time we've been talking, you took money out of the cash register and gave it to your daughter and one of your sons. What was that money intended for?
You see, they're young and need something all the time. Food, entertainment, clothes and so on, you know.
Yes, I do. Many clients do it this way. They take various sums from the cash register, and then they're surprised that their cash doesn't match up with the accounting, and they have a loss. So, I've figured out what your other problem is. Sir, you can give your children money, that's absolutely fine, but only from your wallet, where the money has been taxed. Do you know what I mean? What you have in the cash register is your revenue, not profit.
You know, I'm not an economist or an accountant, so this has been commonplace for me thus far. I consider the money mine and thought I could spend it any way I like.
I haven't heard such nonsense in a really long time. But I've told you all I have to say about it, so now it's up to you what position you'll take. But if the tax office finds out about it, you might be surprised. But then don't call me to help you out.
I'll discuss it with my wife. She's in charge of that. However, the truth is that even she often reproaches me for that.
In any case, you need to adopt appropriate measures so that you aren't eating through your assets by spending money on useless things. If you were a horse breeder, your horses would be in dung up to their necks. A good breeder and entrepreneur keeps their horse stables clean and in good order all the time in all aspects.
What do you mean by that?
You have your jewellery shop on the main boulevard in a famous holiday resort. These are your golden horses that pull your company forward, and you, instead of taking proper care of them, keep on spending without making reserves. You will undoubtedly have a deficit in your cash register, which means your accounting won't add up, and who knows what else I'm still about to find out. This is what I call a real dunghill.
I get it. And I promise to make things right together with my wife and daughter.
All right. I'm not going to torment you any longer. Let's move on. I'm looking in your shop windows. Do you display all your jewellery?